Blog Talk Radio.
Reflecting the light of brothers and sisters, let's change this brother wisdom. You know, I woke up this morning after a long night of a lot of work in the astral realm. Wake up tired from working in the astral realm. I was focusing on the destruction of our enemies. Then somebody posted on one of the YouTube postings that I had, and it's talking about Job 9:9, and said it's talking about the seven sisters or whatever and that. So I'm like, okay, like there's a reason for everything. So it just keyed right to me that song by Prince, All Seven. And the song, it said, all seven, and we watched them fall. They came in a night of love, and we will smoke them all. With the intellect and the savoir faire, the one in the whole universe will never compare. And I was like, let me embark upon this. Then he talked about how the children will be so intelligent that they won't grow old. Talk about the rivers of blood, which is happening right now. That's many, many cases of rivers of blood. And he was speaking in cosmic code. And he was telling us the only way to defeat our enemies is with knowledge and intellect. Understand what he's talking about. The knowledge of self, knowledge of nature, the knowledge of the cosmos, right? The knowledge of energy, the knowledge of light, the knowledge of sound, the knowledge of vibrations, the knowledge of frequencies, knowledge, intellect is just intelligence, is the action of having this knowledge with this carbon on our body. This whole body that we're in is made with cosmic intelligence, and the only way to destroy our enemies is through knowledge and intellect. Savoir is knowledge. Savoir is the act of knowing. That's what Sally, you know. Oh, seven, and we smoked them all. Came in the love of love, and we will. All seven, we watched them fall. They came in the love, name of love, smoked them all. The intellect and the savoir faire. So the faire of knowledge, savoir is to be knowledgeable. Intellect is to have a cluster of knowledge. And this is why we're going into balance. We're going into to no fear, which is freedom. We're going into the frequencies. And I want to go deeper into the frequencies, into the vibrations. I want to do some videos because I did videos of that long time ago. But I think it's time to recap. So many of our people want to go and I gotta get out here and fight these. I gotta get out here because this is what our enemies want us to do. When you are going into battle, the most important thing you need is intelligence. And if you watch these enemies of ours and they different shows and their movies and all that they have, they say, well, what about intelligence? And they let us know through their governmental movies. Or we gained intelligence, which means that they had knowledge of their enemies. They had knowledge of everything before they went into a battle, which means that you have to have knowledge of who you are dealing with. Everybody is focused on Bill Gates. But they're not focused on the Archons and the Chitauri that are controlling Bill Gates. See, Bill Gates is only a pawn. Everybody's focused on Trump, but they're not focused on the archons, the Nishitari, that are controlling Trump. Alright? So this means that we gotta go deeper. This means that these beings need us to focus on their pawns, because if you remove Bill Gates and you remove Trump out the whole deal, they'll use somebody else. Which means that we are nature. We are the planet. Which means that we have to raise our frequencies. When we raise our frequencies, the frequencies of the entire planet will raise. It'll take a few of us. If you raise your frequencies, you key in on cosmic knowledge. Let me find out about how I was created. Let me link into this knowledge. And you won't find it in the books. It's all within you. That's the key point. The intelligence that we were created with is the knowledge of everything that is in the mode of creation, the original creation. And this is all about balance. When we talked about balance, you know, they showed us in the movie X-Men Dark Energy, or Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, and Jean Grey had intelligence. She had cosmic intelligence where she didn't have to use brute force, and it was a woman, because they needed to use a woman because that was nature. She didn't have to go out with guns and bullets. She was herself, and she had control of everything. So balance is the very first part of this focal point. Like we say, balance is the focal point of all supreme powers. The intelligence on how to defeat your enemies. Intelligence is the act of knowing, the act of having all knowledge, which go within yourself. This is the only way that we can defeat our enemies. Knowledge and intelligence. Understanding that if I make this Orgone pyramid, or even if you buy one, you have that Orgone pyramid, you have several of them, made from different ones with different elements and all, and you learn the intelligence of it, and you begin to draw the energy from them. When you draw the energy from them, you're seeking mode of energy. Energy is within you. You're not going outside of yourself. You're not looking for someone to praise or worship. You're using the elemental energies around you to raise your frequencies and vibrations. Intelligence. Therefore, you will have the knowledge of everything. This is how we defeat our enemies. Prince had this information right there. So now, as I was going deeper, I learned the name of the seven sisters and brothers of the Palladians. We see them every day. And we don't even notice them. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is their names. Those are their actual names. And they came in the name of love. But at the same time, you know, like Prince said, one was speaking things of love while the other six were cursing me. He said in the song, he said, one was speaking in the name of love, and the other six were cursing me. So we got to understand where they came to our planet. They fooled us with peace and love at the same time. While one was speaking of peace and love, the other six were moving and setting up so that they can begin to battle against us. Because they told us in their Bible that they sent scouts across the land. So when they sent scouts across the planet to spy on us, to see everything that we're doing, they came back with intelligence. So now we must learn of our enemies, and there's no written books. They don't have any written books. We must go within ourselves to find out the enemy, the focal point of our enemies. For those of you who are linked into Herb Children of Meditation, Council of Atlantis, Aboriginal Struggle, after you come out of meditation, please post us on these different groups here on Facebook. All right, post information on what you gain in the intelligence of our enemies. We put everything together. We have to defeat our enemies with cosmic intelligence, which means that we must, like I always say, we must come to them with a much higher level of power than what they try to exert to us. They want to come to us with brute force, and they want us to return with brute force. But when we're coming in pure cosmic intelligence, the one and the whole universe will never compare intelligence. Their level of thinking, their level of doing cannot be compared by pure cosmic intelligence. They will run from this. They will run. They will be in fear because they will know that they have nothing of defense. So you being in balance with nature and with balance with the planet, in balance with the cosmos, the universe, the galaxy, the star systems. When you're in balance with everything. Which, that intelligence of who you are will literally cause their whole world that they created to sink, to fall, to crash. As we grow, they die. So much information out here, guys. There's so much information out here. But intelligence and knowledge is the key point. I posted that on the YouTube posting. And you can read all the read under intelligence, because there's so much that's under intelligence. Intelligence is a lot, but you can put all together under balance. I'm going to have to copy it or write it down or whatever. But you put it all together under balance. And this is how you work your demonic forces. Because when you're in balance, you're literally one with the energy that created you. Therefore, all of your chakras, all of your 144 chakras are now active. And the most important one that we look at right now is the 11th chakra, that instant manifestation. So it's all about being in balance. Balance is a part of intelligence, the intelligence of our melanin, the intelligence of our carbon. That's what balance is all a part of. Now you have knowledge of yourself. When you have knowledge of yourself, you have knowledge of everything around you, because now I know who I am. I know that I'm the cosmos. I know that I'm nature. I know that I'm everything, and there's nothing synthetic that can stop the authenticity of who we are. I just want to pass this on to you guys. The only way we're going to defeat our enemies is through intelligence, knowledge. It's not about going out there doing a brutal fighting and pop, 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 and boom, 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 boom. It's about getting there and controlling the whole focal point of when they introduced Jean Grey. Kind of crazy that they have gray, because gray is both black and white, and we're not talking about races, we're talking about colors, which means that gray is darkness and light at the same time. Out of the darkness came the light. Now you have the gray line, which gray is nonetheless negative and positive, feminine and masculine, the yin yang. That's what gray is. So you gotta say Jean Grey. You gotta look at the last name, Grey. Grey is the intelligence of it all. The powers, the infinite powers, no one in the whole universe would ever compare to intelligence. That's why they needed the school system, because the school system would keep our children from having true intelligence. Because with intelligence and the knowledge and the intellect, we don't age. That's what kept us from aging. Cosmic intellect, the knowledge of self, balance. So we must destroy our enemies with balance. And this is what takes them out of their norm. This is the focal point of all of us being in meditation, consistently in meditation. I did have the numbers for the next cosmic wave. And it came up to the number 13, and I said, it was the 1+3=4. And then Mother Cosmos was like, no, this is number 13. It went from 9 to, which is the ruling power, which is carbon, all the way up to number 13. The next one is 13. The 13 is literally cosmic power, cosmic intellect, cosmic knowledge. This is number 13. So on the 22nd of May, when this next cosmic wave come in, we can feel this energy. This next cosmic wave come in on the 22nd of May, 5/22/2020. So May is 5 + 2 + 2 = 9, and 9 + 4 = 13. This is number 13. This is cosmic intellect, cosmic knowledge. This is all by cosmic design. So the only way to defeat our enemies and destroy them is through knowledge and intellect, knowledge of self, and the intelligence. The intelligence is nothing but having several clusters of knowledge, wittiness, cunningness, desire, power. I mean, intellect is a cluster of different knowledges, and you gain all of those through balance. All of this through balance. Balanced out, you have all supreme powers. And all supreme powers are based upon knowledge and intellect. The only way to destroy our enemies. Therefore, you know that you are that source that was created by the source, which means that there's no element that can destroy you, because you control the element. We're the elemental beings. One day we all seven would die. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All seven, and we'll watch them fall. They came in the name of love, and we will smoke them all. With that intellect, the savoir faire, the one in the whole universe will never compare. I am yours now, and you are mine, and together in love, we walk space and time, no soul, don't cry. One day, all seven will die. Knowledge and intellect is the key point in destroying our enemies. All power to the multi-chakra celestial need to be in peace to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Wow. Oh, my God. See, I'm sitting up here talking. Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. I'm sorry, y'all, for the silence. I was chatting, guys. Thank you, Ken. Oh, man, motivational classroom, you guys. On this particular broadcast, guys, this is a broadcast that Eternal had actually suggested for you guys. So I'm going to actually allow him to introduce it. But what I was saying was that you should have checked out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. I know you guys love books and you guys love my book suggestions. Excuse me, my book giveaways. When I do the book giveaways, a lot of great wisdom. I've been getting some of my PDFs from the Moors, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm talking like it's powerful shit within these books. There is a donation for each book. Each book is going to have, you know, $5 at the most, right? Well, I'm not going to say $5 at the most, but each book will have its own donation price, all right? So we definitely appreciate you guys at here for your unwavering support. Motivational Classroom has grown tremendously. And this season in the classroom, it was set to where we would speak more in solution and giving you more of a solution, you know, to do. It seems that Brother Wisdom, love him, it seems that balance, you know what I mean? We're seeing it having to balance out, you know, Mother Earth, you know what I mean, balancing itself out. So, of course, we have to follow suit, right? So hope you guys enjoyed that, guys. Please join me tomorrow for a special Haru Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. I'm going to be doing my self-love tips, you know what I mean? Some things that I practice in my personal walk when it comes to self-love, you know what I mean? And it's what works for me, right? So I'm going to be sharing those tomorrow on Valentine's Day, right? We don't celebrate this shit, but in my way, tomorrow, I'm going to celebrate for myself by honoring myself on Spiritual Soul Sunday and how far I've come and how far I've grown, right? So without further ado, guys, I'm going to go ahead pass that test. Yes. Oh, man. Yes. Oh, woo. Auntie. It's so many tests, you know, it's so many tests, but I can say now, I can look them tests straight up and be like, okay, I know what this is. I know why you here, and I'm going to pass this motherfucking test. I'm not going to keep failing, goddammit. So tomorrow I will be honoring myself on Spiritual Soul Sunday. Please be sure to join me for that. I'm going to pass the mic to Eternal because I don't even want to butcher the title of this particular broadcast, but I'm going to let him introduce the title, let us know the correct pronunciation, and let us know what it is, what we're talking about, and its importance. Peace. Y'all can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Peace. How we doing today?
Please.
I'm out today. Peace and love, family. Word. Life is definitely good.
It's a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I got to step out the room for a second. You give me a second. I got a customer at the same time, too, so I'm like multitasking here.
All right, go ahead.
I'm
going
to get to the phone as soon as I can.
All right. All right, Auntie, if you can look at the title, and I'm going to try to pronounce it.
Lord, I think I'm now pulling back up. Where is the title? Okay.
The Guardians of Truth. You know what I mean? It's the spelling is SUIGURIS, the Guardian of Truth. So, I mean, this seems to be an interesting particular broadcast, but until Eternal comes in, Auntie Peace, how are you, Auntie? I love all of your energy, by the way, but I noticed a peak, though, within your energy here lately.
You know, when greetings to everyone who is here, who will be here, who will catch the replay. I'm doing the work.
Okay.
So I don't know what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. I'm just doing what I know I need to do. I'm at a point of being okay with me, like authentically, like in the core, like the space in between the layers of the onion. I'm revisiting those places and spaces. I'm going back to things that I thought I passed, and realizing that there were spaces and places that needed to be critiqued and not being afraid in doing so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not just, you know, being open to judging my damn self.
Mm.
Being okay with judging my damn self.
Mm-hmm.
With being in a space of saying you're not there anymore, so why do you keep going there? You don't think like that anymore. So why do you keep thinking about that? You don't indulge in those thought processes anymore. So what is it that you're looking for in this area? You know, sometimes we get stuck because we too know. We want to keep going back to see if somebody else see what we thought we saw. Just see what you see. Because everybody ain't looking through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that, there's some things that are shifting. Yesterday, I just allowed the universe to have its way. And I said, if I'm going to get on social media, I'm going to say exactly what's on my mind. And I'm going to allow me to do it in a way that those who are in alignment with me will understand exactly what I'm saying, the way that I say it. Without any explanation needed. You know, and so those things came up and they came out, and I didn't put my two cent in necessarily on it to make it case specific me. I just let the universe use me. It's a difference right there. It's a big difference right there. A lot of times we be talking about the universe using us, but we be giving up our very own thought process. When the universe uses you, it's not about your thought process. It's about you being a vessel to be used for the process of the thoughts that are to be triggered.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. So, you know, I love the clip that you played because it really kind of gave confirmation to this space that I'm in. You know, sometimes the I don't give a fuck are very necessary, because when you giving a fuck about what other people thinking or what you want other people to see in you, you sometimes don't see the jewels that other people need to see in you. So you create a space to make people focus on what you want them to focus on instead of what they would naturally focus on if they just looked at you from their eyes and not,
you know, I struggle with that.
You wanted to present.
Yeah. And I struggle with that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. A lot of us do, because it's that I want to help you while I'm helping me. But if I'm helping me and I stay focused on helping me, if you miss for me to help, you'll come, you'll be there. You'll be in alignment. It'll fall.
Yeah.
And it won't be forced. And I won't have to fuss at you, look at this like this and get this like that. We all have our own individual eyes in which we are to see. And we may see the same thing, but not see the same thing the same way. That's the 360.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay as long as we get there. We don't have to use the same map to get there. You may be auditory. Somebody else may be visual. Somebody else might be kinesthetic. And somebody else might just be and not even know why they are. When we are the information and we allow it to flow freely as being vessels for it to come, there's no right or wrong. Those who going to get it, got it. And those who want to get it, going to come to get it. And those who don't want it, it's not their time. And who are we to force them to see if they don't want to see?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You coming out
today. Yeah, I mean, ain't no gate.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm, that's really where I'm at. It ain't no gate. It's everything is probable and possible. Everything is probable and possible. Everything is probable and possible. Now, where are you in that? Because that's what's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you know that everything is probable and possible, then you can activate a thought that makes probability and possibility your canvas to create things just the way you want to see them. The question is, how do you see them?
Mm.
Because that's what you create, what you see.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want a beautiful world, but I don't see a beautiful world. I'm focused on the chemtrails, and they're killing us, and voting, and reptilians, and they're coming to get us, they're coming to get us, they're coming to get us, covert. And we never took the time to say, damn, that tree, even through covert, is still giving off oxygen. Oh, how I love that tree.
Let me share with you, see, what I'm noting in my, you know, people would always tell me, focus on yourself, stop worrying about others. And, I mean, it would be so cliche, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I hear you, yeah, okay, yeah. But it really didn't hit me like it hit me, like, a few weeks ago. It's like, you know, I'm like, all of these distractions, it's like we subconsciously, you know, reach for, you know, this and this and this and this and this out there, but to really turn all of that energy within. And I have been turning all the energy within. And I have found myself in that little bit of time, how powerfully I elevated just in that switch.
Can I share something with you?
Mm-hmm.
You're being blocked on Fuckbook. Was the best thing that could have ever happened. One thing we can learn from what we deem is blocking us is if it's blocking you, then what is it that, what else should you be focused on?
Mm-hmm.
If something is blocking what you're doing, what else should you be focused on?
Yeah.
And you say, I can't do nothing. They done closed everything. Because the universe is saying, well, you're not listening. So I block you from being heard, if I block you from being able to listen to other people's stuff, then now you ain't got social media. Now you ain't got nothing to do but focus. focus on you.
Yep.
Your blessing was your curse, and your curse be your blessing. So you say, I can't set up the shows, I can't promote, I can't do this, I can't do that. But what is it in the background that you have found that you have flourishing in by not being able to get on social media?
Yeah, I enhanced our website.
Yep.
And still building it. So,
and you took time to where you could not focus on other people. You could not have you being blocked on every page. See, there ain't no social media distraction. If they going to come to you, they going to come to you via your telephone. They going to come to you via your email. But they not going to access you on Fuckbook. You going to have to sit in your house and find something else to do with your time. And in that, even in your subconscious, just in these couple of days that you've been off, you've been able to activate and finish off and complete tasks and focus on you. And the universe has been giving you many different ways of different people, places, and things telling you that you needed to focus on you. But you was, I hear that, but I'm going to do it my way. I hear that, but I'm going to be me. I hear that, but I'm going to do what I want to do. And yet you're asking the universe to show you. When we ask the universe to show us, we can't be stuck in, I'm going to do it my way. Because you're asking the universe to give you other ways outside of your own way to get it done. So when the help comes, don't be mad or don't get frustrated. Remember that you asked the universe to show you. And it came in many different people, places, and things. But it was all still the same energy. Focus on you. That part.
Eternal, you ready? Eternal. All right. You know what, Auntie? Let's go ahead and switch gears. Eternal, was that you? Oh, okay. You coming. Okay. All right. Never mind, Auntie. But, all of that. You know, and you know what's amazing is the signs was clear. I mean, it was like a brick to the head, you know. It was clear. You know, over and over since the first 30 day ban.
Yes, sire.
All right, let us first put out the title. Let us know what we're talking about.
Okay, so we're speaking in how do you see growth? How do we see growth inside of self, whether it's growing in, growing up, growing out of pain? A lot of us say that I'm grown, and then you won't know how grown you are until you see your children grow up like you. And then you're saying, wow, what is this that my children has learned? Oh, my children is doing bad things. Was it that you were doing bad things and your child happened to pick it up before you even knew that your child was going to pick that up? These are the habits that we also call habits, but habits are silly rabbits. Tricks are for kids, as kids being goats and not knowing what goats do, but they're sacrificial goats. So now we use scapegoats to our thoughts. And how do we say, oh, this person's doing, I don't know what this person's doing. Maybe they just like their mama or just like their daddy. This will be called traits. And now traits are becoming characteristics of who we are. And yet, is it a character when you're thinking of this zodiac sign that you are, that you probably say you're not and didn't realize that zodiac sign is one part of the situation? There's this whole natal chart that you haven't learned yet. We got 9 to 9 months of birth, but then we had 3 months we're missing on the earth. So that whole 12 is a missing aspect of how you put all 12 back into your zodiac of yourself. You're a whole wheel. So how do you will yourself? You know, there's your will back to yourself. So how do you use your heart? Heart yourself back in. What's that?
Eternal, what's the title of the show?
As far as I know, it was called growth.
Hold on, Eternal. Let me. It's the pronunciation of the S U I. Okay. SUIGURIS, The Guardian of Truth. It was one of your suggestions. All right. Eternal is
You saying sui juris. So we're talking about just like as it, even in and growth, you know, how do you see yourself growing from out of certain things? You know what I mean? So sui juris is the idea of you're not able to know it right now, but it's a point of you having to learn it. If you're needing to learn it, it's because there's a purpose behind it.
Okay.
The purpose behind it is to know your truth as in its proper form versus its improper form. So we say sui juris as in to say knowing what your jurisdiction is, your jurisprudence. How do you see life being in its enlightenment? So we're looking for how do you use your enlightenment in sui juris? How do we have a people as
I get your number again before I go.
Okay. How do we have the legality and the law of everything? You know, sui juris helps you know that you're a proper persona sui juris. Nope, different number. You must have switched the number up on me.
What's your number?
977-7791. There's the energy that we're looking for in sui juris that helps us learn what law is. Law is that the acronym feeling of how you say it, 7791. When you think of sui is a just like how you can hear it. In the word, you sound like someone saying suing you. 757-977-7791. If you think of what the jurisdiction is, some of us are also in that. Okay. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Think of the action words. Our action words define who we are, but... Okay, I will. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're going to call me myself.
Oh, that was me. It makes a point... It makes it a point where sui juris is showing you you're independent, just like how we just said, grow. Once you know how to grow into yourself, it's really you being grown to your knowing. But now, not just grown, but having humility. You know what I mean? Your age shows your benefit of yourself. You know what I mean? So if anything, we need to know at what point at 18 am I no longer a delinquent? A lot of us at 18 didn't know that we have what we call a rites of passage in the paperwork of what we've been passing around back and forth. Now, of course, we say, why do I have to speak on paperwork? Well, you pass the notes back and forth. You go to class and you pass a note, you get in trouble. But these same notes that we're passing are dollar bills. So how do we see that the dollar bill helps you in your age, right, and also helps you in what the authority is for one another? In etymon, you know that the Latin word is one who owns their own right. And if you don't own your right, most people step on your right, and then they make it seem like you're inferior to that, what we call superior. Not everything's a superior over inferior. There's a middle to everything as well. And so that's why our jurisdictions aren't how most people look at us in status. See, status could be considered as, oh, you acting black, or oh, you acting white. There is no idea of black or white. We're either pure or impure by how we use our ways and how we are accustomed towards each other. And because of that, that expresses our age. How much age do we actually have? Either we're getting young at what we do, and if we're still young, it's either we're mature or we're being immature at how we're still going. Peace, brother. How you feeling? Great. Prosperity comes from those who know that how to profit actually shows this profiteering. So how to profitize is saying, like, how am I actually able to see the future? We're all futuristic people. So now when we use this word, jurisdictions are shown in certain ways that, yes, sire, that we say a venue is what most people put us into as a status. So now when it comes down to jurisdiction, how much are you aware of that you can go past the borderline and it's not a borderline for you? It might be a borderline for those who don't know. We call them sheeple people. Today we're actually having an event where we have Black Power in the room. So it was like a lot going on, and we're getting all the people together and using this unified aspect. And that's where you see where jurisdiction is and how we look at ourselves in the sui juris. What age are we now responsible for what's to come into our future? If not, we're living in the past and can't see the present. So we definitely got to identify just like what's happening. Like, we got to show that we've been looking at long time ago that shows a lot of what we're doing right now in the present. We have indentured servants doing all kinds of work for what we say the man or the outside government that's not really the government itself, but it's been federally been funded, and we've been funding it federally without knowing it, that we also have BI. That's the B, business investigating concepts versus just a federal investigating concept. So in our bureau way of looking at things, we can see the beauty in it. We just got to know who's really helping us. And when we say benefiting Indians, are we really knowing who's the real Indians? See, we got Semites, and we also have Seminoles. And it shows the difference in our lineage of how we've been separated from our black and white and think of the color of our skin. But colored is also a word that's put in the dictionary of law that we see that means that one who's now knowing of a class or of a race. And we're not a race. We're not racing anybody. And if you are, you're racing yourself. So now class, you're not in the class unless you're in an A to E or from first grade to whatever grade. And now you'll feel that way about everything you do. School is just basically us being in this world, learning everything, as they say, of hard knocks. But it's not as hard as we think it is. If it is easy, though, you have to learn how hard it is. If it is hard, then you find out how easy it is. That's why our life happens to have a reverse in it. We call it Trinity versus duality. We don't have to stay in the world of duality. We must open our mind back up and see what Trinity is. And this is where we see sui juris. Sui juris is being independently being able to now know who you are and now manifest that in its highest point. And once you find your highest point, you can now explain what sui juris is compared to de facto. And when you know what law is still how you use yourself. And when we say self, like self-awareness and self-examination and self-realization, to where now you can call yourself a connection to what we call sui juris. If not, we have to still define what that is. How do you define yourself? What rights do you have? Do you even know what rights is from your left? And so these are the reasons why these liberal words became so much adamant that in a social way, it showed the difference. If you were to go to a social club, it's only doing social things. But if you knew social, it would be more political. Where do you stand at? That would be known as sui juris.
All right.
Eternal.
Great.
I wanted to touch on the aspect of age. Now, for me,
yes.
And I think I made this little riddle up. I might have been 8, 9, and I would always say, my grandmother would ask, "How old are you?" And I would say, age only tells you how long you've been here. It doesn't tell
okay.
you what you learned in the time you were. So
right.
how am I supposed to tell you how old I am? Because my wisdom is beyond my years, or at least that's what the elders said. And she would say, you know what, you're right. But she never would elaborate on, you know what, you're right is. I've been saying this thing almost all my life. And the reality of it has come full circle many times. But me grasping what I've been saying has been pivotal in the last, I want to say, 5 years. Now, what are you saying, LJ? What I'm saying is you can have 5 people that are all 25. But the experiences that each individual 25-year-old physical body may be totally different in a mental wisdom, understanding, capacity. Does that make sense? What I'm saying?
Yes. Age comes with stage. So the more you know your stage,
right.
the more you know you're different from age. So
right,
you stated
somebody,
correct. You
somebody
actually,
60 can carry on as somebody 12 in their mental processing. Somebody 12 can speak wisdom and divinity as if they've been here 100 years. not even necessarily knowing where this wisdom comes from, just knowing that it's in them and they're able to pour it out. So age is the number that tells you how long your physical body has been here, this life. It doesn't tell you what you've learned in that time. So your wisdom should not always be attached to your age. Your wisdom should be attached to your ability to exchange what you know and how you know it and why it's you that's able to share it.
That's relation. So how do you use Scorpio house? How do you use the house of Scorpio? How do you relate to it? When I asked to a person, I said, when we're going through the numbers, how much in stages are you aware of yourself? That's not ages, that's just stages. So from 1 to 12, we end up switching. And then, of course, when 12 to 24, we end up switching again because we're going through 12 stages all again. It's 12 houses. So just like when we're looking at houses, houses can be different for someone at 24. Maybe they're still learning at 12. So, yeah, the imagination is really your experience. How much are you into your inner and then outer to now have an experience? Because when you experience, that's saying I'm the teacher, I'm the master, and I'm the observer. So now at 21, I should be really good at learning my seven in my actuality of stages of my chakras of how I'm working these 12 as in the zodiac. Now, the invisible aspect is our feelings, our four feelings, fire, earth, air, and rain. But it's used all the time. We call it alchemy. So that's the reason why seven is that solid liquid gas, and that makes it seven as an invisible energy. But we use this invisible energy to show us color. That's what we call it, rainbow. That's why the TV has the rainbow colors in it. We see it through spectrum. So through our spectrum, we might see how much is what we say grounding. Grounding is dealt with six, not seven. Six will be grounding because you're now learning the physical of five, being able to ground itself, becoming spiritual. And that's where six comes in and being involved. Yes, I am. We say platform being four as you walk through past, present, near, future. So now when you identify it, it's like now it's going to compromise with you as what my eye is. It's going to bring you balance. And that's where seven comes back into play. So now once you relate to it as Scorpio, as the king or queen, to yourself as frequency, you become eight as in to relate to it. And now that's how nine divines itself out. We're just looking at how these are stages and not just ages to ourselves. Because, of course, that guy could be a stage guy. So that's why it could be stuck. That's why we have to unstick ourselves even when we're saying we're stuck. Sometimes you need to see it from a stuck point of view, but that's just framing things. That's why picture framing things also be a connection to our pixels. How do we see through black and white? Do we actually see colors and how that color is so vivid that now you see what's independently giving you color? It might be just red that's showing you all the variations of color.
I say.
That's right, man. All right. I'm just a student, y'all. I'm listening.
What's so important about what he just shared is because everything really comes back to the three. The three and the one brings you the four. In those corners of the seven and the L, if you generate enough energy, you become centered to then become the five. In your becoming the five, you are now nurturing your one through four, allowing you to then expand into your six, where you ground, being part of this thing called Earth. All of the energy attributes that came with you from your one, the five, and the one being six. After seven, eight, nine, you recycle. And even if you elevate to your higher self of 12, it still brings you back to the 3, which allows you to push that energy into your 13, which will give you still a 4. So we're constantly going in these cycles of numbers of elevation that bring us to higher points that still have the same original baseline, 1 through 9. 1 and 9 give you a 10. If you are forever the circle of probability and possibility, you are the one. But that's just my perception.
That's real.
You know, I wanted to say that everything which Eternal said, it seems to be that that is a state to where many of us are in our now. You know what I mean? We're realizing the purpose of it all. You know, it for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm right
there
now.
You know what it is, nephew? What it really is a lot of us are on these scales of what society has told us we were. And so now as we're expanding, not just going up and down and across, but doing the whole totality of the sphere, we're understanding being centered. And the only way to really see the sphere in its totality is to be in its center. Then you get the 360, as above, so below, and around. Not just within, without, but around. And so when you allow yourself to be centered, you understand that like a star, you can pull all of your light into your center, or you can push all of your light into your expansion. Mm-hmm. How do you deem to do that, where that laser that you see, that one pivotal bright spot, becomes the multitude of everything that is the LED, which is the light. Get those initials, LED. Don't we have LED lights? Aren't they the very bright lights on the cars and the signs and things of that nature? I was speaking to a brother on a post yesterday that I did, and he kept saying that, you know, he was God, he was God, he was God. And it triggered me because we are using words that we have never took the time to study the etymology on. So I went over to Google and I asked Google, what is the etymology of the word God prior to 3,000 years ago? It gave us Goose and German and French and all these other, you know, creations of this word. And guess what? Everything that made the word that was God was the defective gene pool. Nothing that was highly melanated had ever caused the word God prior to 3,000 years ago. Everything was called nature and universe. It was not his universe. It was not her universe. It was just universe. The earth was called mama. So it makes me wonder, we're so stuck in levels of religion, even in our being reborn, rebirthed, regenerated, and recycled. And yet we're not understanding that we're calling on being gods and goddesses, and it's not even part of our lineal verbiage. So it's time for us to do the work and understanding that as much as we're saying we're not them and we're not recycling and we're not sending out curses, we're ourselves, under ourselves of not seeking so that we know what we see. It is very important to understand the yoni on your face that has the power of life and death in speaking spells, so that we're
That's
not putting
speaking.
Ourselves under the spell that we're trying to help others get free from.
That's what speak it. We call speak it. So if we don't speak it, it doesn't have an existence. Your imagination is the I'm a gene. So I'm a genius as I am genius, and Dennis also is played in that. So as DNA is D-A-N, so Dan and Den is also the same, D-E-N. So we say D-I-N-E to dine, but when we sit at the table, it's to able our thoughts that we can do it, like Cain. So when we think of Seth as in Seth, there's a deity in this aspect of how all Trinity has been put into us from Adam and Eve. But in the middle, we have a trinity of knowing that snake. That snake is the seven. That's why seven is deception. When we see deception, it's from conception, inception, perception, deception. From that, you can see reception. If you don't see the reception of that reciprocity, it becomes how you've been interception by interception. So now your interception, either you can accept it or you don't. So there's time that the nine ways or ways that we speak to ourselves become that communication. We communion by union. So if we don't see how we unify the UNX, unisex in thought, how it became the X. So this is why is the point? Point in the Trinity, how we see it though. And if you see from joint to joint of your body, it's a part to how you're thinking and you're compartmentalizing thoughts. So now when we open it up, we actually use the whole body frame, we can now explain the whole body as a whole thing, not just one part, but all Voltron type, that Volt and Tron. That's why the word came out in front of us. We just didn't know our Tronic movement. We're connected by the Tekken. So how Tekken knew is, you're an obelisk of thought. So you create all this from the highest point all the way down to the ground. So the shadow is a cast of seven as a shadow. So that's why Libra is an L, but it's a seven upside down. We're in a connection of L being a seven and I would be the raw Libra. So we're in how we get our eyebrows back into the pineal and pituitary to have a trinity or a cyclone cyclic thought. That's why they became Cyclops. We created that, but it was an X-Men also. So there's names that we've been calling ourselves, being an X with men, M-I-N versus M-E-N. And now you know your mentality. We're in a higher version of ourselves, not just version of ourselves. There's versions to ourselves because we're learning just as the beginning, always a new beginning. Just there's no end. End is also D-E-N. That's why END is a word that's constantly put in front of us. So when we pre-intend, we don't see the 10 with END. So 10 and end is not the same word, but we keep putting the words with it together. See, when we have ED, E is education. But when you edify, you don't know what education is. Education happens to be past, put into the present. So when you present yourself, you're a present of yourself. So how much percentage you know of yourself, as to say, now I'm beyond the stage of self, not just one stage of self, because, of course, there's different stages to self. That's why self is sui juris. We say self sui juris to actually explain what is law to self, land, air, and water. We're in acronyms all the time. So how do you defy your words when you say it as a definition or to define self? See, the definition is like the Phoenicians definitions. So we're saying the Phoenicians, definitions, when we say definitions, who is really being the one to describe your terms and how you're speaking it out of your mouth when you S and P in it. But we say spout when you use it. So now how you use your water with your fire coming off like spitting fire, S fire, inspiration. There's a level to how you're speaking. So when you're speaking it, is it with pure essence, so you can see it, taste it, touch it, hear it, feel it, or you just say flat talking, like a flat character or flat traits. That's why we have to change our ways, because we portray ourselves like a frame. So this is why pictures become more of how you use it. Is it vivid? Are you an artist? Are you a painter when you paint? Because when you put paint with it, and it's a pain with a T, it's a plus sign, but it's also an X sign. That's why we gotta learn.
Yep.
We're explaining ourselves.
Well, and in that, I wanted to say the aim part of the majority of words. See, when you seek, you'll find. We're not in a position where we like to seek, and when we are triggered into seeking things, we're looking for what others have said. I want to challenge those who will hear this broadcast now and in the future that in every word that you use when you create time and space for how you stand in it, not understand it or overstand it, but stand in it, what are you saying? Because words are rhythm. Rhythm is the vibration. The vibration is the music. The music is the magi. The magi activates in some form or another, which allows you to be the creator. And a lot of times we say, well, I can do it. You can do it. We never pay attention to the fact that we're the conduit. And that is part of the you can do it. That is part of the you understanding it. So when we're speaking, when we're not even using verbal language, because I was enlightened yesterday and got the epiphany that the original language that is universal is sign language. No matter what culture or continent you're on, the U.S. created something called the American Sign Language. There's no such thing. Sign language is universal. You can use sign language anywhere on the globe, and other people who speak sign will understand your using of your hand in your communication. So if the using of our hands is critiqued and we only have 8 digits and 2 thumbs that create our hands, that would be 10. However, 10 brings you back to the 1. If you point your index finger, you've got 3 fingers and a thumb coming back at you, which is the 4. When are we understanding that in communication, the things that are universal come from numbers? Even in sign language, we're using our fingers to create images that are coming from numeral directions, shapes, and sizes to speak language worldwide. Why was there ever a reason for us to add a continent to it that was called America, which if you studied enough, you would know was West Africa, even today, prior Pangea? Why are we not teaching and speaking in ways that the knowledge that we know is limited or suppressed? Because we don't want to seem different or cause uncomfortable spaces and places of the knowledge that has been given to us to communicate. I am not a color. I am a people. Me being a people, I am a tribe. Me being a tribe, I have a flag. I need to be speaking this way, because this is the knowledge that has been given to me as the student, and I now become the teacher in informing others of what they may not know. And me standing up in that allows them to know that if they know, they can stand up in that too. Speak your truth, not your illusions of inclusion. Class is in session, has been since your very existence. You're the book. Allow us to read you. Speak your truth so that we are no longer speaking spells that allow us to stay asleep, but putting rhythm to the spells that we give so that it is easy for us to receive. Dance with me.
All right. see, we got Spirit Love, y'all. Spirit Love, he has been, he's been listening.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, hey,
greetings.
Greetings, how are you?
Very rising. So, I wanted to add this, because when you said rhythm and all that about sign language, because sign language is made up of vibration, you know, the simple basics, then it's numbers and shapes.
Right.
And with them shapes are physical forms of expression of nature, of the universe, or whatever that is you just said. The reason why it's like this, because this system is meta to a system, so it can't be a system, but it's a system. So basically, it's congruent and non-congruent while still being passed as a system. Y'all feel me on that?
So my question is why aren't we teaching sign language as our first language?
because that's exactly, we've already been taught sign language as the first language. Even like with babies, if you see babies, if you've seen them, like this was with any child that is being born, they speak sign language. They either speak in their tongue, or they do hand signals that they barely can really frequently do. Then by the time they get older, they already been smashed with all this bullshit with this other.
They've been educated. We educated them, and this is what I'm saying. We have to remove education because we're dumbing down our natural system of sign and body language. Sign language and body language are our first language. So we need to be amplifying sign language and body language and not educating on vocal language. Because we create vocal language. I want to suggest a movie to you guys. It's actually a series. It's called Siren. And it's dealing with the mermaids in Atlantis and the mermaids being able to come into the earth. And it's got a lot of gems in it. Siren is, you can find it on Hulu. Now, Siren was, there was a part in Siren when the mermaid had a baby. And the baby never cried. And the people were saying, you know, well, why doesn't this baby cry? And so when the baby started to cry, the mermaid said, I have to take her back to water. And the humans were like, well, what's the big deal? So what? She cries. All babies cry. She said, no. In the water, if the baby cries, we eat them. Meaning that the sound or the vibration was a signal for food for the predator.
Yeah.
So we have to understand that sometimes the phrase silence is golden is actually a form of protection. Just think what we would be if we tapped into being able to communicate in our telepathy. Then they would know what we speak about. And we would be able to evolve under our very own protection of silence, yet still having a vibration of communication.
I feel that's the number one gateway in order for us to come into our true essence of way of living. That we got to get through that first. In order to have that, telepathy is a unison, a unification of one system. So we train ourselves to be in our one system with self and as a collective unit.
I would like to pose a question to Eternal. If we are born complete with everything that we need, and this particular topic is about growth and age, and we already know that babies are the ancestors coming back into human form, then aren't the babies the elders? Wouldn't the babies be the elders?
Yes. Yes, the babies are the elders. Why
are we in the oxymoron of, because this would help explain a whole lot of our shows with how we communicate with one another. With,
well, that's,
you know,
what I was explaining about.
And the youth and things like that.
All right. Well, that's what I was explaining about. If you look back at what's happening, you'll see D in that show. He was very punctual with words, and her words were quick to the punch. And it can explain how she was basically an elder in herself. And you can see how everybody was laughing, and they make it a point of the satire. Now, the only problem is when you have people like that, it hurts the actor in a different way, and we wouldn't see it in front of the scene. We'll see it. We would have to notice this behind the scene. So just like Rerun, he ended up drinking and started to go into depression about his weight. And it became a point where we didn't really see, like if we look at today's time, we don't see a lot of big people on shows. But that was a show where it was like majority big people. And the only people that was up there was the difference where maybe even skinny people seeing the big people. So now you see the difference of how people were like throwing the satire of Archie Bunker ever since Cooley High kind of went out. So now it's like a big difference of how much in comparison are we really seeing ourselves and how we would laugh at ourselves about situations, how would we really hurt each other's feelings. And so as a children, that's the program that the Westernized has figured out. So they put this out to make our children like the worst of our parents, grandparents. Like, who is this person that's saying the sharpest little things when it says, I want to punch in the mouth because you're saying some stuff that hurts people's feelings. And they're like, well, that's the part I ain't mastered yet because they just came back to life. So they're really like learning their feelings all over again. And we'll have to be more mature at learning this too, because as we were coming into the world, we had some older things too about ourselves and we didn't pay attention to it. And so we got bopped in the mouth when we said the wrong thing. You're like, dang, I shouldn't have said that. And we're like, now that I think about it, I wouldn't have said that, you know? So it's how we change our prosperity of ourselves, you know? And because that's a factor, we need that factor to be a change. And so each change, you can see a change in yourself, though. You have to identify it first, though. And that's the main thing, as what we were saying earlier about Sui Juris. It still goes back to that. How much growth do we have it to parent ourselves and then parent to our children? Because that's the rites of passage that they're missing. That's the point where we can get them positive discipline and not just tough love discipline, because we do feel like we got to pop them inside the mouth, but then be like, wait a minute, let me give them some positive enforcement to that. Like,
yeah,
it was great that you said that. However, let's change them words up, because that kind of hurts people's feelings. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I didn't know I said that. And be like, yeah, let's just work it out to where you're not hurting my feelings and I'm not feeling hurt by you saying these words like it can hurt my feelings. However, I got to let you know, when you go to the other world, see other people, you could hurt those people's feelings, and that might be a problem. And not everybody's going to say, ooh, I'm not going to bop you in the mouth. Because they're going to want to bop you in the mouth for probably even worse. I heard his brother said, if someone hits me, I'm going to put them on the ground, like to a point where it knocks them out. So I'm like, wow. So it's like, and then I asked the sister, she said, I would just go off. I would just black out. And I was like, wow, if one person hits you one time, you're going to hit them 1,000 times? I thought he only hit you one time. What happened? I know I was in a situation, somebody hit me twice and I only hit him one time. Yes, that's all I needed to do, was hit him one time. It was enough to put him down, enough to let him sit back down at what you're doing, realize what you just did, because you just went a little overboard. And I was already apologizing before the first hit came out. So it was like, what do you see about mercy? If you don't see mercy, then maybe you need to have that choice to learn what mercy is. The choice is always there. Ignorance is the choice. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm. Oh, man. All right. All right, y'all. So, I do not want to drag this particular broadcast on, because this is a cipher to where one should get, you know, the wisdom being shared, and, you know, allow it to digest. Allow it to digest, you guys. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and cut it. Thank you to everybody who self-law. Yeah, gratitude to the energy. Gratitude. Suri, you're going to have to pronounce it again. I cannot pronounce it. Help me, Eternal. How do you pronounce it one more time? All right. All right. So thank you.
Sui Juris.
Sui Juris.
Sui Juris.
Okay. All right. I didn't know what it was, nor did I research it,
because I wanted it to be fresh, you know, and I do have an understanding on the spark. Let me say that. This has been a great cipher, guys. I personally have found myself, you know, being a student, you guys, I promise. I'm literally back at the basics, you know what I mean? Like, on a lot of stuff, pulling out stuff that I didn't finish in finishing it. So gratitude to the energy, gratitude to the now moment. Hope you all, not, you know what, fuck that. Not hope you all. I know someone got something from this. We're not going to put that doubt, right? So
I know I did.
yes. So I know, not hope, but I know y'all got something out of this one. And everyone,
this show is looking my therapist group. Y'all don't know that, but I do.
Jimmy, I always tell you, you know, stay close, you know what I mean? Regardless of, you know, you traveling through chaos or going through your chaos or, you know, however imbalanced it may seem, you know what I mean? Always stay close.
Yes.
Because through your chaos, this vehicle right here in your now, in the now, this gave you balance, you know what I mean? So
yes.
Always stay close, honey. If not, I will find you, okay? I will come to New York, honey.
Yeah, I know that. I know that for sure.
I wanna say this for those of us who are open and sensitive to things that are unseen to the naked eye, to sounds that are unheard to the sleeping ear. You are not crazy, and yet you are crazy. You have to be crazy enough to want to know.
Amen.
You have to be centered enough to know that what you know, everybody's not going to know, and you still know nothing in your knowing.
Mm.
Ain't that crazy?
Ah.
So... Stop letting people make you feel some type of way. Be your crazy and learn you enough to be able to share your crazy so that you can meet others crazy just like you.
Hey, can I say this? It's not that we just not crazy, but we are in the same. Not in things, but in the same. You get it? So,
right.
Yeah. We not crazy,
right.
But we crazy because we in the same. To be sane.
Right. You know, you have to just think. You have to be a little scientist when you're walking your path. You have to become the scientist. And so when you're the scientist, they thought Einstein was crazy. But guess what? Here we are years later, and they're praising Einstein. He created this, and he did that, and he did this, and he did that. But in his now, people put that man in depression because he wasn't able to be vocal enough to find common denominators of others who thought like him or who were radical enough to speak up on the thoughts that they had like him. Let's get crazy, do-do-do-do-do-do, let's get nuts, do-do-do-do. You know, I play Prince. I play that song a lot because I need to investigate me so that I can help you investigate me as I investigate you in investing and removing the gates so that we can exchange. This is our power. Take it back and use it accordingly.
Take it back. All right. On that note, y'all, let's go ahead and wrap up. Join me tomorrow, Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm going to share with you, Haruz, some of my – I pulled a lot of quotes, and I'm just going to be freestyling, y'all, on what, you know, everything Auntie was just saying about taking your power back. You know, and I still continue – to take my power back in some ways. So tomorrow, self-love tips Girl, get your ass down. Tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. That was, I appreciated this particular cipher for, it was confirmation, really. Everything that's said is just confirmation to stay focused. Stay focused. So I hear you. Stay focused. All right.
And I
wrap
feel,
up. Yeah, go ahead with your wrap up, love.
And I just want to say royal greetings and blessings to all who's not hearing this and hearing this into the planet. And I just compassion all of you. Whoever hearing this. So boom. I'm just feeling the love tonight. I mean today. So yeah.
Well, good. Thank you so much. If I gotta drag you out of the light, I will. Okay. This is what I do.
Oh yeah, I know that for sure.
So yeah, because I know sometimes this is what we need, and you know we like to be fixed in our comfort zones. You know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, if I love you, if I care about you, you know, I'm gonna drag you by your hair. Okay? So and we can fight.
Diana Ross. Y'all don't know that.
So with that being said, I compassion you. For just having the willingness to step outside of your very own comfort zone. All right. So, Auntie LJ, and Eternal can take us out.
May the universe watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. Ashe.
Ashe.
All right, Eternal. Take us home.
Time frame. It's all about time frame. How much frame do you see yourself in using the framework? Is it framework or are you working the frame? Your energy is about chi, so use your chi. Use your breath. Use your light as the holy breath. If not, there's nothing to breathe into or out of. We use this mask, but it's a masquerade if you can't see yourself. So what kind of mousecapade will we use in a masquerade? See, there's times that you see your escapade of being on ice. But what's the escalator to your thoughts? Can you elevate like an elevator? There's this equator of thought, but how do a dominator help a numerator? We're all in these ways of action. So what are our actions used when we're unfolding and enfolding the influx of thought? You always open yourself by being yourself, but now how do you relate to yourself? Oh, you got to use the bathroom. And in ourself, we use our energy. So what else is left but your inner chi? Use your breath. Become the holy breath of yourself. Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. All right. With that note, guys, I'm sorry because I'm having to load my. Okay. On that note, let's just go ahead and end. Ashe.